As I mentioned, we are going to learn more about one of the organizations here that is involved with Ketchikan history, or I guess we'll say that in that way. And this is here to tell us more about historic Ketchikan. We have Stephen Reed and Pat Tully. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. And there are people I know do get some of these groups confused. There's the museums, yes, and there's these groups. So tell us a bit about historic Ketchikan. What is it, and what does that organization do?
So,
put you on the spot with that.
Historic Ketchikan is a group. It was established in 1991, mm-hmm, and it was established to promote Ketchikan's economic development through historic preservation and heritage tourism. So there's some overlap in what all of these history groups do in Ketchikan, but that is that's Historic Ketchikan's main focus. Mm-hmm.
And the other groups, there's a Ketchikan Historic Commission that's appointed by the city council, and it advises the city council on historic preservation priorities. They also are a pretty good funnel for grants from other sources to the community. And then Tongass Historical Society is the entity that looks after the museum's artifacts primarily.
So with Historic Ketchikan, is it really focused on properties, buildings? Would that be a way to put it?
That would be one focus.
Okay.
So that's a very important focus, because Ketchikan has more historic properties, if mm-hmm, I'm right, mm-hmm, here, Stephen, mm-hmm, than any other community in Alaska. So that is an important part of preserving and celebrating our history. And the other part of preserving and celebrating our history is making our visitors and our residents aware of that history, and that we do through colorful characters, through signs and placards throughout Ketchikan that talk about what the history of the buildings, what the history of the area is.
Can you explain what colorful characters is?
That is a signage program that you'll see, especially this time of year, cruise visitors lined up taking photos of these signs on buildings along Stedman and Creek Street, and soon to be downtown and in Newtown. So it's a cedar enclosed sign that tells about a particular building or an important person in our history, and you've seen those around town, I'm sure.
You know, I don't think I have.
Yeah, take a walk down Creek Street or Stedman, and you'll see a lot of them.
Okay, and can you give an example maybe of who are some of the colorful characters? What are some of those signs?
Oh,
is like Dolly's house, would it have one on that?
Yes, Dolly's has one, and Tatsuta's Grocery, the longest grocery, oldest family-run grocery store in Alaska, the New York Hotel, the Union Machine Shop over on Thomas Street, which is one of my favorite places, four generations of the same family running that very important service in Ketchikan. So it's a mix of interesting characters in our history as well as buildings that have an interesting history.
And you also, Historic Ketchikan also produces a publication, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We produce Our Town, mm-hmm, which has been, I think it was first published in 1992. And this is it the seventh or the eighth edition of Our Town? It includes amazing facts and figures about the town, also some amazing stories. And there are new stories in every edition about the people of this town, about the institutions, about the arts, about culture. Ketchikan kind of encapsulated as well as we can do it in one publication. And it is complimentary. It's paid for by our very generous advertisers who advertise in the publication. But it's free to residents. It's free to visitors. And we have just published in the past few months a new edition for 2018. We're very excited about it. Mm-hmm.
Historic Ketchikan is a nonprofit organization,
right,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's made up of volunteers. Are there paid employees? Is it a mix?
It's mostly volunteers,
Mostly volunteers. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're trying to do this year, we have a series of goals for this year. One goal is to increase our membership. because we know that there are so many people in Ketchikan and outside of Ketchikan who have Ketchikan connections who are really interested in our history, mm-hmm. and we would love a chance to be able to talk to them and talk to them about what they find important and how we can all work together to preserve and celebrate that history.
So you have, I guess, a board that meets.
Yes.
What things do you do?
The project.
What does everyone get together and do if you're serving on the board or involved with the Historic Ketchikan?
We meet a lot, and yes, we have a lot of projects. The, mm-hmm. Our town is always a big one. It's yes. every 2 years. We do the walking tour map. Mm-hmm. Many tens of thousands of copies, hundreds of thousands get distributed. That we do that every year. We have other publications that we work on. We have big projects like the waterfront boardwalk, the 1.3 mile walk between the end of the breakwater and Berth 4 is a project we've worked on for years, and we're just completing yet more work on that. So we have a lot to talk about.
We do. We absolutely do. And we're always interested in people's ideas for how we can better serve historic property owners, mm-hmm. how we can better serve our visitors, as well as our residents, getting them better educated about our mm-hmm. Our community and the amazing history that's here in Ketchikan.
I know the boardwalk has been ongoing for quite some time. Mm-hmm. How is that progressing? Are there sections that still need to be completed?
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Are you trying to fundraise for that? Or what is the process where it's at?
We have the route really well defined now, and a lot of small improvements have been made to the actual walk. But there's one link yet to be done, and that's around the back of the Lumberjack Show. It'll connect with a kind of a short boardwalk that was built next to the Fish House now, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago or something, and it'll look like that, and it'll go around the waterfront, past Fish and Wildlife, and rejoin the boardwalk right at the federal building there. So that's that one missing link. Right now people kind of get lost making that connection.
And what is that where they have to rebuild that kind of seawall zone? So until that's done, you can't do that?
Yes, that's right, exactly. Okay. And that's coming up. So everyone's city and property owners are copacetic, they're ready to get that done. So
working toward that.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there other projects that you are working on this year, things that maybe people could get involved with or you're looking for help on? Anything?
Oh, let's see. I think actually membership is one of the things we're really looking to beef up. Also increasing our visibility in the community. There are so many people that either ask about our town or ask about the walking tour and don't know that Historic Ketchikan actually produces these mm-hmm. things. We also have this great book that I think was also produced in the mid-1990s called Spirit. It's a history of Ketchikan, and it's still one of the most checked out books in our library. We think it's time, and it's about 25 years, and we think it's about time that we look at, you know, maybe a new edition of Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking at preparing to create that. And so that's very exciting to be working with people who have an interest in Ketchikan history and recent history so that we can add on to the excellent publication that was done in the 1990s.
So you mentioned that you're interested in beefing up the membership. Mm-hmm. If people are interested in becoming members, learning more about it, how would they do that?
They can go to our website, which is www.historicketchikan.org. There is a membership link there where they can either find out information for sending us their membership, or they can go through PayPal, they can also get in touch with someone from Historic Ketchikan. I think it's info@historicketchikan.org if you want to email us. And we are always happy to talk to people about the amazing things that are done by Historic Ketchikan and how they can be involved.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
I think we've covered quite a bit.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks. And we'll, next time I'm wandering around town, I'll try to pay better attention to the signage. I know I've seen some things, but it's like, I'll have to We want to hunt around.
That's a big project for this year, too. We want to keep expanding those. There's so many interesting stories about characters and places. Our downtown is the next focus, and we can tell. We could take the next half hour, if you'd like, and talk about some of those stories.
Is that something that is on the walking tour map, that these...
Yes.
They're marked on there?
Yes, except they're not well explained. They're only marked. We want to do a heritage tour that will be that will give better explanation to each one of the properties people are seeing and places. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Pat Tully and Stephen Reeve from Historic Ketchikan. And again, more information is found on their website.